For all things NRL, it's Yvonne Sampson from Fox League with Hot 91's Nugget and Al.
Now, Al, little did we realise, we actually have an Olympic weightlifting expert because Vonnie's fallen in love with it. How are you, Vonnie?
Oh, I'm so well. Yes, it's become my favourite sport.
That's so weird. Considering
archery.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's the danger of having access to all the channels. You go, oh, wait a minute. I can watch some bloke from Lithuania try and hit something with an arrow.
I know. I'm so into it. I'm actually so glad that we've got the Olympics because, as you know, the lockdown in Sydney is rolling on. So we've all become obsessed with watching the Olympics. And so weightlifting and archery for me, which I think says a lot more about my lifestyle choices.
I'm just picturing you and Chris at home on the couch just go, oh, no, that German judge, they're not giving him a seven here. Just debating.
We better get takeout featherweights on tonight.
Exactly. We're like, go to the bunker. Challenge.
We'll get some Uber Eats. The clean and jerk starts in 10 minutes. We're into round 20 of the NRL. We're almost there. If the bubble can just hold for a few more weeks, kick it off tonight. And the good thing is, we're all over the map this weekend for the footy. Tonight in beautiful Mackay, the Roosters take on Parramatta. Vonnie, I don't like the Parramatta Eels without Mitchell Moses. They just look wobbly.
Yeah, I think Para is looking a little bit wobbly. And you're right, I think without Mitchell Moses, they're hoping he'll be back next week, but they just do lack a little bit of that polish. I've tipped the Eels tonight because the Roosters are just making running repairs. But you're right, they do look a little bit wobbly.
Now, tomorrow night, this is a promoter's nightmare. There's a doubleheader at Suncorp Stadium. First, it's 12th versus 14th, and then 15th versus 13th. Everyone, form an orderly queue as you enter the stadium. The Tigers and the Warriors kicking things off. This is going to be awful. Warriors beginning life without RTS. I feel like the blow of that's going to affect them. I'm on the Tigers here.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, welcome to Desperation Friday. All the desperados in action at Suncorp.
Like those days back at 240 Vivon.
Oh, what a club. Oh, yes.
There are members of the Hot family now just having horrible flashbacks. Oh, Club 240V.
Yeah. People just drove through traffic lights trying to get away from it. I'm going to tip the West Tigers over the Warriors because, yes, sadly, we had the farewell harker for the wonderful Roger Tuivasa-Sheck today.
And then the game that used to be the blue ribbon feature of the NRL calendar for many, many years, the Broncos taking on the Cowboys. I'm picking the Broncos here. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. I've got no rhyme or reason for it. But having said that, the Broncos were really brave and they caused the Panthers to be 66 tackles, which is very, very good. And the Cowboys even gave the Storm a bit of a scare last week. So going to tip Kevy and his new baby Broncos.
Rabbitohs, they're going to smash the Dragons. But the good thing is, again, country footy happening. This is happening in Rocky at Brown Park. Rabbitohs way too good here.
The best thing about Brown Park is best steak sandwiches in rural Queensland.
Oh, really?
Very, very good. Yes, of course, it's the beef capital of our wonderful Sunshine State. I'm going to tip the Rabbitohs here. This is the last game where the world's dumbest barbecue has the suspensions rolling out. So DeBellin, Jack Bird, Josh McGuire and Blake Laurie, they will all be on the sideline hoeing into a steak sanger. I'm imagining hopefully the locals are going to let them know all about it because it is silly that they are sitting there, so I'm going to go with the Bunnies.
It'll be chockers on a Saturday afternoon. The Raiders continue their little resurgence on Saturday afternoon against the Knights?
I'd imagine so, yeah. Hopefully this revival continues. Ricky needs it too. Adam O'Brien wants the Knights to start playing a little bit smarter. Fingers crossed we see the return of Mitch Pearce. He's almost good to go, as is Bradman Best, so that'll help the Knights, but I think the Raiders are... hopefully, fingers crossed, on the way here.
We're going to get a sense on Saturday night of just how far ahead of the pack the Storm are. They're taking on Penrith. Yes, this is a top-of-the-table clash. This could be a belting. Penrith without N. Cleary look like a shadow of their former team. As you said, they missed 66 tackles against the Broncos last week. I reckon the Storm could send a terrifying message to the entire comp.
Yeah, I think the Storm are probably going to just roll through the Panthers and end up with a minor premiership in a few weeks' time because they've won 15 straight. I can't see them slowing down. I think we're going to see the return of Harry Grant, which is great news. But for the Panthers, they've just been stripped right back to the bone. No Isaiah Yeo, no Brian To'o, no Tyrone May, and Fisher Harris has left for birthing duties, not him, his wife. so he will be back in a few weeks' time. So, yeah, I just think it'll be a little bit difficult for the Panthers, but hopefully they can just get really Western Sydney on the Storm and just make it super gritty.
Titans should have enough to get the job done over the Bulldogs on the Gold Coast.
I'd imagine so. And wasn't it good to see the return of David Peter just pushing people over like it's the under eight? So hopefully he can just keep
Let's hope
that.
He can actually try that for 2 weeks in a row. We'll see how Dave goes. And then the last game, the Sharkies and the Seagulls in beautiful Redcliffe. We really are with the Griswolds all over the map this weekend. It's very exciting. Manly, again, I feel like they're just bubbling along nicely, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And I think Des Hasler's just got them timed to perfection here. And it was great to see Morgan Harper, who looks like little Richard, grab his first career hat trick. DCE's playing superbly as well, but it's all about Tom Trbojevic. If he's there, the Seagulls are on, so tipping Manly.
It's a big week in the NRL. It's all over Queensland. Fox League and Vonnie are going to be all over it as well. Vonnie, have a great call, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, boys.